Teresa and Jackie finally kiss and make up. Jennifer goes to Turkey, and we see a whole new side of Dolores. Rojasa's in New Jersey. After show coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm gonna eat my cake.
I want some cake.
What's her name? Jackie was talking. No, not Jackie.
What's someone from Turkey was talking about eating all the food? Jennifer, yes.
Yeah, it's a long week on this way. You know, it's okay. I get them mixed up too. So when I'm like typing my notes, I'm like, Jackie,
Yes.
But hey, guys, we're here dancing, having a good time with this, like, dope beat.
We're not eating our cake, but next week.
I wish
week,
we had a cake.
Oh, yeah, your cake sounds good. I haven't had cake in a long time. Hey, guys, Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am here to discuss everything Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're talking Season 9, Episode 10, and I'm joined by my beautiful panel.
What's up, guys? Angelo Garcia. I'm glad to be back.
Hey, I'm Angel Saunders, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's show.
Yes, so we have a lot to talk about. We got some news and gossip. A lot of it's revolving Teresa. We had a really great episode, so let's just go ahead and dive into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, so we start with Jackie. Jackie's getting ready for Turkey. Her husband, Bill, is not going. She feels like he uses it as an excuse
not to go. Yeah, he always does.
You think so?
Yeah, come on. He can't find. She was gone for 2 days. He can't get 2 days.
Yeah,
off.
That's true.
I was like wondering when they were at the engagement party. She was saying it's real big for their families to get as many family members together as possible to show support. And I'm like, well, where's your husband?
That's what I'm saying. And like that's the Turkish tradition. That's what he's all about.
So he should have come. But then I was like, well, he has to work. But then you know, 2 days.
She said 2 days, I was like, oh. It was a quick trip.
If you're a boss, you could take 2 days off.
Yeah. I know. He's like, oh, I can't schedule it. It was sort of last minute. It's 2 days
off. Is he the owner?
It's his practice, yeah. Right. So, I'm with you guys on that. Where it's kind of just like, he feels a little disinterested.
Exactly.
And he's still like, I get it. They're new to the show. So he also, Jackie's husband also feels a little bit uncomfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, a little bashful.
Yeah. But, Jennifer says, I'm kind of hesitant to tell you something, but you know, I'd rather show you and let you read it than me tell you. And so she brings out Jackie's article that she wrote about their children and their, you know, spoiling the kids. Mm-hmm. He reads it.
I love it.
And he's like, you know,
what's wrong with it?
I love it.
You say that all the time. It's pretty accurate.
She makes some valid points.
Yeah, she makes some valid points.
What?
I love that.
And I think it just speaks to the point in which Jennifer did kind of overreact.
Yeah.
And I think she read, and I mean, it's so millennial culture, and it's so like this culture to read a headline and to just take that headline and think that's what's applied to
interpreted
the
differently, yeah.
And instead of like reading the actual article and reading what it says, like, cause I read the article. She didn't really say anything or imply anything negative about her children. And it just asked a simple question that we all asked, is she going to raise spoiled brats?
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like people keep saying she didn't really say anything that bad, so it wasn't all the way positive. And I don't think, I mean, I'm team Jackie all the way, but I do think that Jennifer has a little bit of a right to feel a certain type of way.
I
because,
agree.
Like, if I invite you to my house and the next thing I know, are your kids too spoiled? I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like,
but for sure there was some malicious intent. She can't say that was all, like, straight up. You know what I mean?
I mean, I have two thoughts. So I went on a run this morning, and all I do is think about Housewives. and I was like, everyone's going to see how big and amazing her home is and how she treats her children and how spoiled, like, how she gives them a lot of things once the show airs. So her taking offense to someone writing something about it in their first, like, you know, hand account, to me is just like, everyone's going to see it soon enough. So why have this type of reaction type of thing?
I feel like she feels kind of betrayed because Jackie's like a new housewife with her. Like, they could be backing each other.
And that was my second thing. I don't have any issue with Jackie writing this article. I wish that she would have told Jennifer about the article before before she wrote it or even before it was published.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't think it's because new people need to stick together. It's just like, girl, what? I just invited you in my house. And, like, I thought we were cool. Like, what
like Jennifer's probably so, like, vulnerable. Like, she, like, everyone else has, like, been there for years or so tight. And then, like, her and Jackie come in, like, the new girls. You know what I mean? They can be backing each other and, like, helping each other out.
I definitely agree with that. And I just, I think you give someone a heads up. If you're going to do anything about them or, like, even, you know, if we're here talking about a best friend and we're like, hey, by the way, we said this about you. Like, it's like, because they don't want to watch it or see it for the first time and be told by someone else or whatever. And then it gets twisted some way. Because that's kind of what happened with Jennifer and Jackie was Dolores read it first, and then it was just like a, you know, game of telephone. And it got worse and worse until it got to Jennifer. Yeah. So, but yeah, so we get over to, speaking of Dolores, Frank and Dolores. Frank is now going to be training, or has been training, Frankie Jr. for his fitness competition. Dolores is, you know, don't be too hard on my baby.
Frankie.
Really. And, you know, Frankie is just such a sweet kid.
Yeah, can we also talk about how cute he is?
I mean, like, it's just not fair. He's so good looking. He's so sweet.
You guys think he's good looking?
Oh, my God, yes.
Don't you?
I think...
He just looks like a normal kid.
No, he's precious. I think his muscles are a little bit too big for me at this point. Like,
oh, come on, that's what it's all about.
No, his dad is too big.
You think so?
His head?
His dad.
I think Frankie.
His dad is huge.
I don't like when muscles are that big. That's just my preference. Like, I don't like the Jersey Shore run.
Yeah.
Like, the whole pumped up.
Yeah. I'm not into it either.
I just, Frankie's frame, I sound creepy. Frankie's frame last season was a lot more attractive to me than his frame this season now that he's like doing the bodybuilding thing. But yeah, and Dolores is still at odds with Frank. She's still really upset over him telling the kids before I told her about the disbarment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she also feels like he's not really being truthful with her. Feels like he's making a lot of decisions in their flipping houses business without her. Yeah. And he did kind of like play a trick on her.
On the tile
thing. Said it was at 3 and then he moved it to 12 so she would miss it and he would pick the tiles he wanted. Which is like kind of funny and petty. But it's like if you're in that business with somebody, especially someone that's like an ex-husband or whatever, like that's rude.
You have to agree on it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And then I also just didn't like, Joe Gorga also did this episode to me, just talking like kind of down to
in front of
a child, you know? So, but Frankie does that when, you know, he's talking about how, you know, Dolores has too many things on her plate or whatever, all this stuff. And then he says to Frankie, or Frank Sr. says to Frankie Jr., you know, you have to be careful. Don't blow your money on cars and boats and whores. and Dolores. And then I got uncomfortable when they were talking about
it. She knew all about it, though.
Yeah, and she was like, I saw your whores on the boat and blah, blah, blah. Don't be like that, Frankie. And Frankie's just standing there like, this is weird. Like, is that such an uncomfortable conversation to be having in front of your kids? It really is. And it just speaks to the uniqueness of it, you know, because it
seems like it works for them.
And
that's what Frankie asked. He's like, how are you guys able to be so sweet regardless of dad and his horse essentially
exactly.
And Frank kind of took offense to the question, it seemed like, at first.
Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Because it makes him look bad. He was like, come on now.
But I mean...
Because little Frankie was like, it's time for you to, you know, take care of mom.
And I thought it was really sweet that he said that. I was like, oh, you're so cute and sweet. Like, not fair.
He doesn't live at home with them, right?
No, so he's in college now.
Oh, okay.
I forget... I think Rutgers. I don't know. I think it was a college.
Sacred Heart.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. Which is in New York,
right?
I don't know where it is. I was just on his Instagram.
It's on the East Coast.
I know it's on his IG. It's not close enough for him to visit often, but because she talked about it on Watch What Happens one time. She feels like he doesn't visit her enough. So then we get to the big Jackie and Teresa. Coffee meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie gets there first, settles in. Teresa comes. She kind of seems a little bit passive aggressive, putting her bag down while I'll get coffee first.
Yeah.
And she just sat down.
She didn't even wait for a coffee. Like a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. The way she ordered.
Like, they have to bring it out. Yeah.
She's like, I'll have a coffee.
And she walks away. I'm like, did you pay for it?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
What happened with that production?
I was like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
But I did not know how Jackie started the conversation.
A little aggressive?
Very aggressive, yeah. Where she was like...
But, I mean, you gotta get to...
Yes, it was a showdown, indeed.
You gotta get to the point, though. Like, if you sit there and have awkward, like, small talk...
Yeah, it's like, no. I don't care about your week. Let's talk about the issue.
I get that. But I kind of feel like Jackie should have started with, I shouldn't have said this to you in this moment. And explained herself there instead of saying, what did she say...
She said,
do you talk?
Like,
yeah, I didn't like how you talked to me.
I'm still not even mad at Jackie for what she said. Because Teresa just, they were ganging up.
Exactly.
And she needed to be put in her place. It's like, just shut up.
I feel 75% with you.
What's the other 25%?
I'm all about, like, I didn't like Melissa being ganged up on. I felt really bad for her in that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something we're all thinking, but for her to say it was kind of just like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, but that's
why
we like her. She says what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, she does. But I just, like, I understand why Teresa would get upset and why would have that reaction with her at Margaret's spa day or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, for me, when she was like, you can't speak to me that way. Like, to me, she didn't really take, you know, accountability for how she started the whole thing to begin with.
But I feel like she didn't really understand what she did wrong until after this conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's
Because she still
fair.
Was, like, stuck in her ground until Teresa kind of explained a bit more.
That it's still going on. Like, once they showed the clips of, like, her daughter, like, being sad, like, it was like, ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, it is hard for them. And, you know, I think... I was worried with how Jackie started the conversation because I'm like, oh my God, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
But it did turn around and they did end up, they both apologized to each other.
They were cordial. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But
I mean,
like,
they were chatting it up too. They were fine.
I thought it was really nice. And
it.
Like, I think with Teresa, now that she is more yogi,
more namaste,
and zen, now she accepts apologies and is able to move on a little bit better to, like, previous prison Teresa was not okay with apologies.
Prison
and, like,
was good for her.
Prison was good for her.
Was really
intro
good for her.
When they're holding their hips because they don't have, like, peaches or anything, her intro is like, I used to throw the punches, now I roll with
them. Yeah. She's very much is just like, you know what? It's not that big
of a
deal. You
think she'd come out, like, hardened. Like, more gangster.
And I love how she was like, you know, me yelling at you, that was calm me. You should have met me before.
I'm
like, oh, true. But then we get back to Teresa, and she is at the gym with Frank, and he decides to be her trainer. Her trainer works a little bit too far, or lives too far for her to commute. So Frank is going to train her for the rest
of the... I didn't like
her.
But why doesn't...
You know, she was a little rough. But Frank's rough.
Also,
yeah, but Frank's, like, nice rough. Like, she's, like, rude rough.
Yeah.
You know, can her trainer not come to her? Like, you're paying her, right?
I guess.
Yeah, but it's probably, like, at her home gym or whatever. She's probably paying the gym.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I didn't like her anyways. The way she... Remember that episode? She was like, no, you don't look good. You didn't this and
well,
that.
Well, I mean, Frank just told her she needs to lose 12 pounds
in three weeks. Where?
But
where
Frank
does she
says
lose
it differently. Frank, like, the way Frank delivers it is completely... Frank's
well,
like,
and then
nice.
We also... Maybe that's what it is.
Why,
but then he also goes, if you don't lose it, I'm not letting you on the stage. And it's like, wait...
Where is she losing a 12 pounds
that,
from?
That was my question. I'm like, what, where
weight.
Are we trimming?
She's going to hit the sauna. It's a water weight.
Do we all have 12 pounds of water weight? Can I just subtract 12 pounds from my actual weight
but
and blame
Teresa,
the water?
Yeah, I did not see where it was going to come from. She's already super thin and, like, muscly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
She's
and you know
really
what?
Muscly.
I mean, this is just such a girl thing for me to notice, but she started her workout without tying her hair up, and that drove me crazy.
But, I mean, they all go in, like, a full face of makeup, like eyeshadow,
I know.
Like,
your pores are
going to
get so bad.
They wake up like that. They wake up
Is that what happens?
As
okay,
soon
Beyonce.
As the episode starts when you're waking up in a bed.
I couldn't, she was jumping up and down, the hair was flying. I'm like, why is that, like, fun to you?
And
like,
she's
that's
doing the
not...
leg extension. She's like, hair in her face.
I'm like, this is, put it up in a ponytail and wash off your makeup. I can't. It's bad for your skin.
They all run around with makeup all day.
It's so bad for your skin. It's just like,
does makeup
not
bad for your skin?
When you work out in it, because
like
when you sweat, it clogs your pores. Yeah. And so that's where you get, like, grease and you get your pimples and, like, all that stuff.
Okay.
Clear face for makeup.
I feel
like
that's
where working out.
A lot of women in show business wear so many weaves because it's like just how they're full face glam every day. When you're, like, doing your hair every day and putting all the heat and the products, like, that really, like,
it's not healthy.
It's bad for it.
It's not healthy at all. So, ladies,
I don't have to worry about that. So.
Yeah, you don't. Lucky you.
He just shows up.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
Ladies, you're beautiful without the makeup. You don't need
except
to work out with it.
Except when you're just
it.
Like on Bravo TV and you've got millions of people watching you, so you want to go.
See, I mean,
with
I say this,
and,
I say
like,
this now,
blush.
But I definitely don't feel like I would wear makeup. On yeah. Like, I'm not wearing makeup now. Like, yeah. I feel like I wouldn't be that girl. But you know, I don't know. Maybe I would.
Depends
who
on who you are. I feel like if you want to show out.
I just, but yeah, so 12 pounds, 3 weeks. I don't see where she does it, but she will do it.
Frank's going to make her do it.
She, yeah. And I mean, God bless that woman. She is not eating food. She is being super disciplined.
She's not drinking. Like, she's not enjoying stuff. Like,
the food.
She will afterwards. Right after that show, it's grub time.
I want her to come in and eat with us.
I would too. I am literally struggling. What is today?
I don't think we can get her here.
It's the 9th, the 11th, or I don't even know.
I don't think we can get her here to eat. She won't eat.
9 days into the new year, and I'm just like, I want a jar of pickles and beer.
Pickles aren't bad for you, though.
Pickles and beer.
It's so salty.
No, but zero calories. It says it on the jar.
Does it really?
Yeah,
she has
we can get her to eat pickles. Let's get Teresa.
I'm going to the store after this. All right, so.
We need to get a sponsorship.
So we are now in Turkey with Jen. Jen made it to Turkey. She flies all the way to Turkey by herself. Long trip, long flight for 2 days only. She catches up with her family. I don't know which religious house that she's at, but they're all speaking Turkish, which
it's
is kind of
cool.
Yeah, it's like nice to see something new on the housewives, right? And then we finally meet the bride-to-be, Milda.
Mm-hmm.
She seems nice.
Yeah. She seems excited to come to America, too.
Yeah, she seems excited. So she's from Turkey. They met her, or Jennifer and her brother met her at a cousin's wedding several years ago in Turkey.
Yeah.
And now they're getting married. And
wait, so how come they don't... Why are they saying they're getting married after 2 weeks of knowing each other, but they met 6 months ago or something?
Or six years
ago. Yeah.
They lost contact, I think.
I think that
they met and then maybe never talked again. Yeah. And it's like, all right, you're getting married now.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. But, you know, and Jennifer later on kind of explained in the episode what this is. It's not an arranged marriage.
Yeah, it's like semi-arranged.
It's semi-arranged to where you're introduced with the implication of getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like each other, then you do it. If you don't like each other, then you don't.
You can
So it's more of a setup than
like
it is an arrangement.
Yeah.
Which that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like soon as you grow up, it's like, here you go. Here's your husband now.
Yeah.
Now they just bring it like, do you want this to be your husband?
Yeah. Like both sides have a say, which is nice.
Yeah.
She says she hopes. So this girl's from Turkey. She has never been to America, I believe.
Yeah.
And Jennifer kind of makes a solid point that when she comes here, she's going to see that the women in America are not anything like the women
culture
in Turkey. Huge culture shock.
Yeah.
And that could change her. That can make her want to have these different ambitions or want to be something or do something different with her life. And I found it interesting that Jennifer's response was, I hope that my brother supports her in that. And
Well, because she doesn't get that from at home.
Yeah,
like, I feel like
maybe
she wants that. Yeah,
that's,
she wants that independence, but she's not going to get that support from Bill.
That's exactly what I.
Bill's not playing.
Bill's not playing any.
That
games.
Was what I thought. I was like, you know what? Is she happy in her marriage? Does she want more from her marriage, or is it like? Yeah, I don't. I was kind of surprised to hear her say that, as opposed to saying something like, "Well, then she has to just." Conform to this traditional role.
Yeah,
I think she definitely wants more from her marriage. She wants him to help out with the kids more. She wanted him to take her side with the article, and he didn't.
She wants
like
a partner more than like, you know what I mean?
I think little by little we're starting to see more and more that she wants more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's kind of becoming a little bit more independent. And I hate to like say this about people, but once you join the Housewives, your marriage is like on full display, and lots of times it doesn't make it. And I kind of see some crap in the foundation.
Yeah.
At least from what they're showing us.
Yeah.
We only see a certain side, but
also with Jennifer, I'm just wondering, like, is there a humble bone in her body? Like when they were at the arrangement and the lady said, "I love your earrings," she did not say thank you. She said, "I love my earrings too."
Yeah, I know.
Well, she's another level.
She is another
she's
level.
She's another level.
But you know what, guys? I love a lot of things also.
But you still say thank you, and it's like annoying because your kids pay attention to that, and my pet peeve is kids who have no manners. Like, I love it when, like, a kid will be, like, without their parents and they still say thank you for stuff. I'm like, your parents aren't even around and you have manners. Yeah. Like, and I love it. Yeah. And she's just like, oh, I love your earrings. I love my earrings, too.
Yeah. Well, what? I love when you guys subscribe to AfterBuzz. So I think
Got a little message for you guys. Yeah. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our more YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help us grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
All right.
So get in there, guys. Yeah, subscribe.
Get in there.
And we
love
it.
Too.
Watch the live chat and get in the chat,
guys. Yeah, you guys got to hop in there. We'll have so much fun.
And we have some questions already. I mean, there's this Anika Costa. Mm-hmm. Hi, Anika. She actually has a question for you, Angelo.
What'd she say?
She said, can we get married? No, just kidding.
yes, we can.
She said, is Angelo from Peru? I'm from Peru, too. Oh, I love your shirt, bro.
Oh, no, this is actually my best friend just got back from Peru, and he got me this shirt.
Shout
out to Daniel. That's my bestest friend in the
whole world. Yes, and Jennifer, Anika also believes that Jennifer is wild. Can't stand her. We're with you, girl.
great job, Anika.
Now we're back in Jersey, and the Gorgas are still celebrating little Joey's birthday. We're here at Sugar.
He is hilarious.
He is such a ham. Oh, he's like his dad.
Yeah,
such
I wrote it down.
Ham. Yeah.
Is that a saying?
Yeah, you're such a ham.
I've never said that.
I mean, I followed what you were saying, but I've never.
I was like, ham?
You ham it up. It's
maybe
like
I'll
like...
start saying that just to get a reaction out of people.
Yeah, I got you, Chelsea. I definitely say ham.
Yeah.
I'll start saying it now. I didn't know anything.
Is that a cheesy thing to say, Jeff?
I don't know. I'm team ham.
Yeah. I'm gonna stand and wait for my friends to look
I'm
at me.
I'm from California. So is Angela.
I know, but I've never said ham in my life.
No, maybe it. I don't know.
I say ham like I'm going ham. Like
you
like,
such Kanye. A ham. Yeah. Like, I promise I'm gonna start saying it.
Say it. He is a ham.
Yeah, the little boy. He's so adorable. Like I actually like wrote down one of his quotes. He said, "Happy birthday to the hot man."
I'm like,
no,
I know.
Where do you get this?
I know. And he's so young to be so.
So outgoing and charismatic. I love it. Yeah, he's only eight.
At his communion.
Yeah.
He's wild.
Love him.
He needs to be on Jersey Shore or something. Like,
when he grows up, I'm sure he'll be on like the next Jersey Shore thing.
His own spinoff.
I know.
So, I mean, the lunch or whatever wasn't all that bright. Joe kind of was taking some jabs at Melissa and her career.
It was pretty annoying aside from her daughter being right there. Well, her kids being right there. Like, the waiters were there and they were like, that was awkward. Like, I'm placing your plate down while y'all are like going back and forth. And you don't do that in front of people. I mean, it's going to show on a show, but
I mean, to do it for your children... And to do it in general, like, to talk down to your spouse in that way in general, I just feel like it's so demeaning, and it really shows, like, how he feels about her career and what she's doing with the store, which I don't know its success. It's been open for a couple of years now, so I assume it's going well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And but, with the housewives, like, boosting it, I'm sure.
So, but, like, you just don't do that. And I just felt so... And he's been doing it ever since she said that she wanted to open this Envy. And to do it in front of Antonia, and what he said was, you want to build buildings, not sell shirts.
And make some real money.
And make real money. Be careful what you order. You better make sure your
checking
boutique
the price,
will... Yeah. I was like, that's just so rude.
It's already scary enough starting your own business or your own company. Yeah. And to have, like, your husband or someone that close to you, like, just knock your dreams before you even start. You know, J. Cole once said, if they don't know your dreams, then they can't shoot them down.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Keep them silent and just do it.
It was so hurtful. And then Melissa, you know, she says... by him doing this, she feels like he's kind of like starting to like rip away at everything she's trying to instill in Antonia, which is to be a strong, independent woman and like go after anything you want. And I think that's like something that's a really good foundation for a young girl. And for her father to kind of contradict that is upsetting to see on TV.
Yeah.
Especially in this.
But I feel like he's also a big jokester too. Like he's not like,
he's like an annoying kid.
Yeah. He just always like, I feel like he likes to push people's buttons and he knows what like gets under people's skin. But you know,
like those jokes that like have underlying truth to them. Yeah. Like that's what it felt like to me. Yeah. Like he was saying, like it was so passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't about that. I loved Joe Gorga, but that was just not a moment that I loved of his.
You liked when he fell.
I love when he, like, I love fun Joe Gorga, like drunk Joe Gorga, like inappropriately touching Melissa Joe Gorga. Like that's the Gorga I like.
Kissing her dirty feet.
Yeah. Like it's weird. Like, yeah, but like, you know, demeaning her and talking down to her, I'm not about.
Yeah.
And it speaks also to the way that him and Teresa were raised in like that very traditional, you know, Italian family way.
Yeah.
But then we head over to Margaret, our first time seeing Margaret this episode, and she is with her housekeeper, Marlene.
She's hilarious.
She is hilarious.
She's doing everything wrong with a smile.
She's so
funny.
She's so cute. She's cute. She's sassy. She's funny. They're putting up these gift baskets together for Dolores' charity event with these battered women that we get to later on in the show. And... yeah, Jackie and Melissa join at Margaret's. Jackie catches everybody up on her and Teresa making up. That's fine. And then Marge has some issues with Danielle. So they start talking about Danielle's wedding. Melissa's like, I never saw this side of her prior to the wedding.
Yeah.
And Jackie's like, well, maybe it was just the stress of the wedding. And they're like, no.
No, I'm happy everyone's seeing Danielle.
Yeah, for who she really is. Yes. And so Danielle sends Marge this horrible text message saying that she is a bad friend, saying that she, like, doesn't understand why she's being so mean to her and that she's never done anything to hurt her and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And Marge just simply replies with, you know, you're a horrible person. I hope you have a good life. No, don't ever speak to me again.
Honestly,
just like, ends it off. Short responses or no responses are the best.
Yeah, but it didn't look short. Annoy people. Did you see that? It was a huge paragraph. Yeah. It was a blue paragraph.
But she had it really big, probably, because she's older and, like, you gotta be able to see. But no, the short responses are the ones when you don't get them. Those really annoy people.
And then I loved also when Danielle replied the next day with a happy Mother's Day.
No, she put it in that text, right? She said, P.S. tomorrow's happy Mother's Day. Happy, like something like that.
Oh, she replied the next day.
No, she put it in the same
text. She was trying to continue.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just how Danielle is though. It's like, she like pushes and pushes and pushes at Margaret. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to bring her back in by being nice. And, oh, I'm so sorry. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And like, Margaret's like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. I did the wedding.
That's so tiring.
It is tiring.
Trying to be friends with her. It sounds so tiring.
And I mean, like, when you get to a certain age and point in your life, like, any, like, some friendships are just not worth having anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't hold on to them just because for any other reason. It's like, if this friendship is fulfilling me, I'll keep it. But if not, it's time to let it go. Mm-hmm. And Danielle was time to let her go. For sure.
Poor Danielle. She just wants to get back in the show.
Yeah, she's trying so hard. Oh, no, she just wants back in. So hard.
She wants back in. You got to give it to her. She's making ratings.
She is.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was just looking at the sushi.
Yeah, you know, every time I meet up with my girlfriends, I want my housekeeper to bring us a plate of sushi.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, that hashtag
rules.
Yes.
That
was a huge thing,
like,
with sushi.
Did they all eat it? What happens to the leftover sushi?
Send it to me.
Yeah. It did look really
Send
good.
It to AfterBuzz.
I want sushi, too. Ugh, so many bad habits I have to break.
Pickles and sushi?
Pickles and sushi. I sound pregnant. That's horrible.
Hey.
But we finally get to Dolores' event, and I think this was an amazing, amazing thing.
Dolores, it was really beautiful.
Yeah,
it was really
was nice.
Beautiful. And so she puts on this event for battered women that live in a shelter, and she does manicures, pedicures, massages.
Massages.
Well, you know what? Because I can't spell masseuse, and I wrote down the note, Dolores flirts with Dexter, the masseuse, and I totally spelled
like
masseuse wrong. I thought that was real. I was like, oh, Dolores, get
it. What is she doing?
Yeah.
I liked him way better than the dancers that was at the Bachelorette
party. Oh, yeah.
I don't like the Speedos.
No, give me a good-looking masseuse any day
if
of the week.
Frank heard that, it'd be over.
Frank, her boyfriend.
What do you mean?
Oh, I forget about him.
Right? Where is the boyfriend? Yeah.
I forget about him. He's got two guys.
She's got two of them. But yeah, you know, I was just watching and seeing Dolores, like, glowing in this environment. Yeah. It's we're starting to see a lot more of her this season in a different light than how we've seen her in previous seasons. Like, before, I felt like she was really Teresa's, like, best, like, just her best, like, her sidekick, you know? And now she's finally coming into her own. Like, we're seeing her with Frank. We're seeing her in her business. We're seeing her in these charity events. And it's, like, it's... I always liked her, but I like her so much more now that we're getting to know her
more. Yeah, it's good to see her in another light.
Yeah, for sure. She seemed really genuine at the event. Like, she seemed to really know the families. Like, everyone's, like, hugging her and stuff. And it wasn't like, oh, this is for the cameras. And she's saying, you know, I just wanted to give them a chance to breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was such a nice event with so much food and, like, all those, like, that poor kid said he didn't even eat. Like, that was, like,
to put out so much for them.
Yeah,
they started off saying, like, you know, well, why would you have chips for breakfast? And we're thinking, like, that's not a breakfast food. Mm-hmm. And then he says, because we didn't have anything else to eat. Yeah. And I'm just dang.
That's so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Sometimes, like, I'll eat bad. I'll eat, like, well... Since I moved to LA, I don't really eat chips, but you know, in the past, like, I may eat chips for breakfast.
LA will do that to you.
You can get some organic chips
or some kale chips.
So, like, I might have eaten chips for breakfast just because, like, my eating habits weren't the best. So I think that's what they were thinking.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like, no, he doesn't have anything. Yeah. Else.
I thought that was great, and I also love watching the women fight. I love seeing them come together to support each other.
To do something good, finally. Yeah.
And so to see, like, I know Jennifer was in Turkey, but to see all the other women be there and, like, you know, Marge bought her, you know, gift bags.
Yeah.
Melissa bought toiletries. Like, Jackie and Teresa were very, like, sweet to all the women. Like,
yeah, they're all getting involved.
Like, it was so, like, heartwarming. Like, and, like, when people talk about the Housewives and how it's, like, trash and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's moments like these that make you realize, like, these women are so complex, and it's nice to see them set aside whatever issues they have for, like, a good purpose.
Yeah, you know? And they have so much, and it's good to see them give back a little
bit. Yeah, I love it. But then we also have to get to gossip.
In between all the goodness, there's got to be something going on.
Some dirt being thrown. So the girls are talking. They're like, oh, you know, where's Jennifer? Jennifer's, you know, in Turkey, blah, blah, blah. And Teresa and Jennifer seem very close.
Yeah.
They've been texting. They FaceTimed earlier in the day. And Teresa's kind of breaking down to Margaret and Melissa, like, the whole engagement thing that, you know, she's doing with her brother. And I felt Margaret was being pretty judgmental. What were your guys' thoughts?
Yeah. Well, Margaret, I feel like Margaret's like that if she doesn't know you very well. Like, if she hears something outrageous and you're not really her friend, she's just going to rip, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't come from, like, it's not coming from a bad place. I feel like she's just kind of a ripper.
Yeah.
I think it was more of her maybe just not understanding the culture, talking about, like, mail order brides and stuff. Like,
that was
kind of
funny.
First of all, that was like, why did you bring that up? But it was kind of funny. It's like, I guess you need to bring it up to, like, you know, egg her on, like, poke the bear. But...
I mean, like, she said, like I was kind of thinking that, like, I hate to be this shallow.
You're thinking what? Oh, the mail order bride thing?
Yeah. I mean,
it all crossed our heads. Let's
Jen, we're not familiar with
and,
that.
Like, Jen's brother isn't the most attractive, you know, guy out there.
I was thinking this.
I didn't want to say
She's this younger girl, nice body. Like, I just, it just doesn't match.
Yeah. And I wonder,
I feel dirty saying it, but.
Yeah.
I wonder if
Jennifer ever, like, asked her brother to work out, or, like, do these guys, like, think that these women really like them for them, or, like, is it for the money?
Yeah, it just, like, it feels like, so when Marge said, you know, mail order bride, I was like, it crossed my mind too. Like, I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, it is kind of a naive thing if you don't know the culture to say.
No, of course.
And maybe Marge felt like she's in a safe space being with Teresa and Melissa. Like, she could say a comment like that and they wouldn't think of her in a negative way or whatever.
Yeah, but Teresa's have a huge mouth. Like,
she has a big mouth.
Teresa and Dolores.
Yeah,
the
article,
they ran to Jennifer. Now this, they run to Jennifer.
Yeah,
like, come on.
They definitely have a big mouth, and that definitely goes and bites Dolores in behind a little bit because I believe maybe the next day or 2 days later, Teresa hosts Dolores and Jennifer at her home for like a little girl time catch up, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, you know, shares everything about her trip with the girls. And Teresa shares everything Margaret said about her at the event.
Yeah.
And Jennifer wasn't okay with it. Yeah. And she found it to be ignorant, and she found it to be a little bit hypocritical, since Margaret was, you know, judging her in mm-hmm. Oklahoma. Do we feel that Jennifer has a right to be upset?
Yeah, well, I feel like, number one, I feel like it was wrong for Teresa to go to Jennifer and say that, because, like, her and Jennifer are not that close where she needs to, like, pick Jennifer over Margaret. Mm-hmm. If anything, she's closer with Margaret, I feel like.
Yeah.
So for her to, like, run to Jennifer, I feel like that was wrong, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it was wrong with Margaret said.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, Jennifer has a right to be upset.
Yeah.
And, like, after all, like, the stuff she was saying, like, oh, like, you have no manners, this and that in Oklahoma, like, yeah. she does look kind of hypocritical yeah. saying that. So I understand both sides, but Teresa should have not gone.
I mean, but what would Real Housewives of New Jersey be if we didn't have Teresa starting drama?
I know.
I think that what Jennifer said in Oklahoma was bad manners, because this is someone that took you into their home. They're yeah. trying to show you a good time. This is what they have fun doing. But, like, Margaret's comment was more ignorant, as in, I don't understand this culture, so I'm making this general comment
yeah.
about
yeah.
the entire culture. It's not, oh, you invited me into your house, I'm going to talk specifically about you.
And it wasn't, yeah. like, rude to, like, a host, like,
yeah,
you're saying.
It's
yeah,
like, it's like, you're staying in her house, she's, like, letting you sleep in her bed, eat her food, and you're like, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like,
that's worse.
Yeah.
That's worse.
I do think that's yeah. worse. And it also, a little bit off topic from that, but still, like, in the same, like, Jennifer thing, mm-hmm. I love the dramatic pauses that they do, like, when they had, like, the voiceover of Jennifer in a confession, and mm-hmm. she's, like, saying, because this is not done, trust me, we will revisit this conversation, or whatever she's saying. They just, like, have a zoomed-in camera shot of her face, and she's just, like, like, she's got the blank stare while yeah. you hear her voice. I'm like, what is this dramatic pause yeah. zoomed in on her face?
Well, you know, and then while they're there at the table, Jennifer kind of makes the comment. Everyone always likes to talk about Margaret's infidelity with her husband. Danielle brought it up in a few episodes earlier in the season, and then Jennifer brings it up again, and she says, you know, she's a liberal woman and is proud of her, you know, to talk about her affair so openly that she had with her husband and her ex-husband, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And first of all, I don't like, you know, pairing a liberal woman with being an infidelity.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
let's, like,
being
not
more,
do that.
Like, open.
Yeah. And second, it's like, why are we picking at her for her life? Like,
yeah. And that's,
you know,
one thing. They bring it up every single time.
They do. And I don't see Margaret talking about it openly like she's proud of it. I feel like I see her talking about it openly because she has moved on from it. And she has, like, accepted what happened in her life. And, like, yeah, she thinks it was, you know, effed up, but she accepted it and she's moved on and is, like, trying to make him. She's friends with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Like, so why do you guys have issue with it if they don't?
And
you
it's
know?
Already so out in the open already. Like, well, she's not really so open about it. Everyone else is open about it. What else? She's, like, she's obviously going to talk about it. She's not going to hide behind it.
Yeah. So I just, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys in the chat. We got Penny saying, you know, Trey and Dolores love to stir the pot. They do.
Yeah.
I am Belover 32. Can never have too much sushi. We agree. And then Penny also has to say, all the New Jersey guys are the sexiest in one way or another. I think it's in the water.
Maybe.
I think it's in the water. I just think I'm about Frankie.
Young Frankie.
Young Frankie.
Young Frankie.
I don't know
when's
if there's
his
any
birthday?
Other. I don't know, but he's 20. Well, you want to take him to the club or something?
He's 21, that's
no,
it.
No, he's 20.
No, he's 20.
Yeah.
He's 20?
Almost
yeah.
legal.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
He's young.
Yeah, he is young. He's cute.
Oh, my goodness.
You're making you uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
He's about to just get up and leave. He's about to do the little thing.
It just, he's like, the attention's not on me. I'm over it, guys.
I wore my Peru
chair. Why are we talking about another guy?
Speaking of table flipping moments, let's get into our table flipping moment of the night.
Prostitution whore, you are f***ing engaged 19 times.
Spilling a valuable drink.
Look at the that. Wine.
I know.
You can never waste wine. The cutaways to the reactions are, like, the best. Like,
oh, I know.
Dina,
Everyone's
the girls, like, what is going on?
Dramatic faces.
Yes, I loved it. Do you guys have a moment?
I didn't
night?
Really find one in this.
Yeah.
It was pretty calm.
Yeah.
The night was peaceful and positive.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't really
it
find
was.
One in this. They're all making up. There's not really any fighting.
Yes, yeah. I think the only nominee would be Jennifer and how she was upset with... now she's upset with Margaret for what Margaret said about the whole turkey, you know, marriage bride thing, whatever.
Mail order bride.
And she also still has a beef with Jackie.
Yeah.
So I think our, you know, she's a calm table flipper of the week. But
How do you do this?
Just like you just delicately.
It's like a nudge. It's a nudge.
Lift
just
it up a little.
The nudge,
away.
Nudge moment. Yeah.
Like, did y'all feel that?
Nothing falls. It's just like a little jiggle on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's our table flipper. Yeah. But let's also jump into some news and gossip.
Okay.
Yes. So I have Jeff. Yes. So let's start with this one. Look at what we have here. This photo has resurfaced of Jackie and her two young boys. What looks like to be a book signing, one of Teresa's old cookbook signings. And she's just totally being a fan. So this was prior to her Housewives days.
Full circle.
I know.
Full circle. What do we think? I kind of have like an issue with it.
Why? What's the issue?
Like, she was a fan then, but on the show she wasn't?
Like,
she's challenging the big dog. She was a fan. Now she wants to take on the champ.
I feel like, I knew she had watched the show prior to being on the show.
Yeah.
But I feel like she just had this full agenda prior to being on the show because she, like, watched the whole thing.
Like...
Well, it's like, because I feel like so many...
The producers or somebody, she had to qualify.
You audition, and, like, somehow you know somebody, or, like, one of the girls would suggest, or whatever. But, like, a lot of times when Housewives join the show, they claim that they never watched it before.
Yeah.
And so, like, I prefer that as opposed to...
Well, now that's a lie, though.
Yeah, but, like, I just, like, I don't know. It just feels a little bit like... I feel like she already scouted out, like, okay, I'm going to align myself with this person. I'm going to start something with this person. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not authentic.
Yeah.
I think that it's speaking things into existence, because remember... Remember that picture of Meghan Markle outside of the palace?
Yeah.
You know, like Meghan Markle when she was like 10 years old or something like that, took a picture outside of the palace. She's just like being a tourist.
And
she grew up to live in it.
Threw a penny in a fountain and said, I wish I'll marry the cute redhead brother.
And then like, we just saw with Jackie. She took a picture with Teresa. Now she's her castmate. So
that's how it happens.
I guess
so. Who do I need to stand by?
It's the power of the secret. What you think, what you know, you will attract it. Also, sticking with Teresa, we have some relationship news, I guess, with Teresa. I know.
How?
Wow.
Interesting. You know, she has insisted that her and Joe are not getting a divorce. You know, he is supposed to be deported once he gets released from prison, actually, this year. So she says they're not getting a divorce, but according to a new report... She was aggressively flirting and pursuing a man in his early 20s while celebrating New Year's Eve at a Miami hotspot.
I mean, was this a drunken flirt, or is this like an ongoing thing?
Because
if this was just too many drinks,
they said Teresa had her hands on his leg. And sources revealed to Us Weekly on January 4th, at points the two had their hands intertwined, and then the man was rubbing her leg in a romantic way. I don't see how you rub someone's leg in a non-romantic way, but
like
anyways.
A friendly pat.
Do you pat your female friend's legs?
No.
Yeah.
But I'm very committed.
Are your boss
I'm
or anything? I guess so. Do you touch your boss's leg?
What if I'm like?
Hey. and then someone else, the you know same source went on and said it didn't seem like she cared if others were looking. You know, Joe and Teresa have been married 19 years. He's been in prison for a couple of years, but the couple's attorney has said that they are fine. Nothing is going on. They're still, and the friend was, and she was out with friends and was strictly platonic, is what the lawyer is saying.
I feel like, especially if it's New Year's Eve, you've had a few drinks, you run into someone in a club that's flirting. Like, she shouldn't if she's married.
Yeah,
you know,
with kids.
Let's put that out
there.
What
is she doing?
You know, right.
But it's not like, is this an ongoing thing? Where's the rest of the story? Does she even know his name? Like,
well,
that matters.
Guess what?
Yes.
Teresa, earlier this week, was celebrating Gia's 18th birthday. Happy birthday, Gia!
Woo! She's 18?
Yeah, 18.
Jeez,
remember when she was
like
working the runway?
She was like 6 or 7.
They're like, well, she continued to fuel these rumors that they might be splitting because she took a series of photos on her Instagram without her wedding ring on. Missing. MIA.
Yeah, but maybe not there. Purposely, I think.
Maybe she just took it off.
No, not for
to wash her hands or something.
No, then you put it back on for your picture because you know people will speculate, especially if you're in this industry.
Yeah, the ring is off. Yeah. And there's already rumors about you guys getting divorced. Wouldn't you really make sure that it'd be on if you guys aren't getting divorced? I don't know.
So that does add fuel to the fire.
But then what bothers me about, there it is. I don't know if you could zoom in on the finger, the left hand.
You know, I actually already got it.
Oh, you did? Yep. Okay, yeah. It's not there. It's a big ring, so it would be hard to miss. Yeah.
She's taking it off to wash her hands.
You think so?
She should have put it back.
I mean, my thing is, though, and I keep moving away from the mic, but my thing is, if he was in prison this whole time, wouldn't you just stick it out? I would have gotten a divorce the minute he stepped into prison.
Well, I mean, yeah, but she was in prison, too, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to see Teresa in a relationship, not with Joe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a hot take.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I kind of over Joe. I didn't like how he talked to her a lot on the shows. I just, yeah.
Wow, interesting.
So, we'll see. But that wraps up our after show. I feel like we covered a lot. We talked about a lot.
Yeah. We got
had some
it.
Fun.
Good episode. Yeah. Nice and positive.
It was our casual Wednesday, if you guys could tell.
Oh, yeah.
Super laid back. Yeah. Love and life.
Next week, we're coming in costume.
Yeah. We're going all out.
Angela, speak for yourself.
Like Jersey. No, let's dress like Jersey.
What is dress like? Should I, buy fake Chanel
or
something?
I'm going to do, the pump. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'll see if I can find some costume jewelry.
Go to the hair store.
Yes.
Always have fake Chanel.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining and chatting us up in the chat. I really appreciate it. I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can catch me at ChelseaStarkJones.com as well as on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And guys, I'm Angelo Garcia. You can catch me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
I'm Angel Saunders. You can catch me on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. We have
see
some wine tasting to do and some fights to have.
To do tonight.
Yes. Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.